targeting President Biden. There will be no partial government shutdown this weekend, Congress giving final approval to another of those stopgap spending bills. On Wall Street, the Dow, 90 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
As God calls us to serve Him, He calls us to study. Conservative Theological University provides studies on campus and online personalized distant education studies that lead to your certified degree. Earn your associate's, bachelor's, master's, or doctorate. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. Please leave your contact information for the staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for being so patient with me on today as we are having some technical difficulties. We really wanted to be able to do this broadcast through Skype, but we're having to do it by telephone on today. But that number is 904-831-0917. Give us a call on today with any questions or comments, and we can entertain them, amen, for you. I believe we have James on the phone. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Yes, Pastor Davis, great show. Thank you so much for taking the call, heeding the call, and filling in for Dr. Youngblood. Your message definitely, I think, is resonating with a lot of folks out there. Language does matter, and translations of the Bible matter. If you take the NIV and you read a verse like Philippians 4:13, it says, I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Well, if you're a 12-year-old little boy or girl and you hear that, you could think that is anything. But if you look at the New King James, it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. By the same token, we did a little study, and we looked at a verse in First Chronicles, and then we looked at another verse, and the Bible translation between New King James and NIV had been translated and redefined as strong versus fight. So in the NIV, it says fight, and in the New King James, it says be strong. So the older or the earlier version, for 1 Chronicles 9:13, it says, we did be of good courage and let us be strong for our people, so strong for our people and for our cities of our God, and may the Lord do what is good in His sight. 2 Samuel 10:12. Well, 1 Chronicles 9:13 says a very, very similar thing, but here's the interesting thing for folks to note, and check me, don't take my word for it, just look it up, but you'll be surprised. They took the word strong in the new NIV, New International Version, and they replaced it with fight. Now, my question to you, Pastor, is why the heck would you take a word like strong out of the Bible and replace it with the word fight? You look up the dictionary definition, and it's a big difference. Someone told me this morning, they said, well, look at the word gay. It used to mean happy. Look what the world has done to it now. Look at the word awful. That used to be filled with awe. You look at it, oh, it's awful. Yes, you were filled with awe. Well, nowadays, awful is, gosh, that was a horrible piece of pizza. So anyway, your thoughts on that, and again, thank you so much for stepping up and taking the challenge. And I would say, too, to all the pastors out there, St. Simon's Island, the weekend of February 26th through 29th, libertypastors.com, $99 for 4 days and four days and three nights, all food and all the information from Liberty Pastors and Patriots. It's a great presentation. Please go to their website. $4.99 for a couple non-pastors, but pastors and their spouses do that. And also at Baxley Church of God in Baxley, Georgia, January 24th from 2:30 to 4:30. Look into that. There's a great pastors conference up there, and that one's free. So one of them is $99 for 4 days and three nights in St. Simon's luxury resort for pastors and their spouse. So if you want your pastor and you as well, I'd invite Pastor Davis. I texted it to Dr. Youngblood, and I'm hoping. My wife and I went to it last year at Liberty University, and it's incredible. The pastor that puts it on is out of a Baptist church in Oklahoma, and he used to be an NFL player. His name is Paul Blair, and it is over the top, absolutely over the top. But the next one is only 2 hours away from Jacksonville in St. Simons, Georgia. So $99 a couple includes six meals, invaluable training, and you will walk out of there. As they say, the Word of God is a hammer, it's a fire, and it's a sword. You will walk out of there just reinvigorated and just praising the Lord. It is incredible.
Well, thank you so much, Brother James, for your call and for your information. I hope that all of you were able to get that. If not, I'm sure that Dr. Youngblood will have some further information for you later on the next broadcast. We will try to make sure we get the word out there. And it sounds like a great thing. I mean, for all pastors.
Oh, it is.
As you said, that's a great invitation for all pastors. We really need to get together, Brother James, and I'm so thankful that you have said that on today. I mean, it doesn't make any difference about the color of our skin or what we believe
no,
in or
Lord,
anything
no.
like that. Listen, God did not tell us. We have to understand this as the chosen leaders, the call out ones, even when it comes down to the very believers that are sitting on the pews in the churches. God does not want us to sit here and fight over petty things such as skin color and doctrine and different things that we have. We're having hang-ups with that. People are dying every day, and I say this all the time to pastors everywhere I go. People are dying every day. I have to funeralize one of my church members on tomorrow. Amen. A good, great, wonderful sister on today. So I send my condolences out to the Smiley family on today and also to the Cummings family over in St. Mary's, Georgia. I just want to say, you know, that we love you, but God loves you the best. But we as pastors, again, getting back to the point, we must come together and bring our people together as one so that we can do work for the kingdom of God. Listen, it's not my church. It's not our church. It's not your church. Every church that was built was erected for the purpose of serving the living God. And when we look at the people who attend those churches, God made us shepherds over the flock. They are not our people. They don't belong to us. The church don't belong to us. The Bible tells us that Christ died and he purchased the church with his own blood. Now, if we can come together on that point and begin to win souls for the kingdom of God, we can prevent a lot of things from happening in the church, a lot of errors that are being made, a lot of the middle wall of partitions that are being built up. Christ, when he died, when he was resurrected from the dead, the Bible says in the book of Galatians, he tore down the middle wall of partition that was between us, and he made us one new man. When we look at the Israelites, and we look at the Jews, rather, the Jews and the Gentiles, we are called now, in the Hebrew, the Mishboha. We are the one new man in Christ Jesus. So if that's the case, if we are one, and if we understand ourselves to be one, then we need to settle our differences. We need to put that stuff away, and we need to come together, become unified as one, because the Bible says there is no schism in the body of Christ, no division, no nothing. The eye can't say to the hand, I don't need you. The foot can't say to the mouth, I don't need you. We all need one another. So for that reason, this is why I'm here on this broadcast today, speaking about false teachers and false teachings, because there are many things that divides the body of Christ on today. And I've been in Christ and in the ministry for 38 years, going on 39. And I've come to understand that one of the main things that divides us in the body of Christ is doctrine. Listen, because I'm a Baptist, you're a Pentecostal, and the next one is a Catholic, so forth and so on, that doesn't make us no better one from the other. Nobody is no better than the next one. We all need Christ Jesus, and we are a wretch undone without him. So if we don't learn how to put that stuff away and come together as blood-washed, born-again people of God, and to get this work done, because Jesus is on his way coming, he's coming back soon. And if we don't come together as one and learn how to do kingdom work here on this earth, and win souls for Christ and get the word out there before Christ returns, sad is going to be our case. Because he said, when he comes, where I find you, I'm going to appoint you your portion. And listen, we don't want to suffer with the wicked and the evil. We want to be able to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. So this is why I thank you so much again, Brother James, for what you had to say on today and the information that you provided. And I hope that you pastors or any of you that are listening on today, if you're interested, take that information down, take that phone number down. I think we have it at the studios here. I think that Dr. Youngblood is going to have it. He said he sent a text to him. So, of course, we will all get together and have a discussion, because Dr. Youngblood and I have conversations concerning the churches many a times. And we come to know and understand that just like he and I are getting together, God put us together. He didn't tell me to go and point out his faults and try to correct him. He didn't tell me that. He told me to go and support him. And this is what I am doing on today. And I'm going to do that until Jesus returns. Now, amen. We have to have that same mantra, that same idea, that same motivation in heart, mind, and spirit, that we are going to come together for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ and for the work that he has done, because, listen, it costed that man his life. We should not take this thing so lightly. It costed Christ Jesus his life. So if that's what it costed him, and he died for me, he didn't die because he did anything wrong. He died for me, and he died for you, you, and you, and you, and all of you that are listening to this broadcast on today. And if he did that for you, and if that's how you receive that, listen, it's time for you to get to work. It's time for us to come together. 904-831-0917, that call gets to the studios right to our microphones so we can entertain your questions or comments. But we were talking, again, about false teachers, and we were going over now to the book of Jude. And we're going to talk about Jude, again, talking about the false teachers. Let me go back up to verse number 14, Jude, the book of Jude, and verse 14. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Listen, again, I just got finished telling you that Jesus is on his way back. And he said, when he comes, where I find you, I'm going to appoint you your portion. And when you go to the book of Revelation, the last chapter, it said, he that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is just, let him be just still. Listen, we don't have time to pick flowers by the wayside. It's time for us to come together, because Christ is on his way coming back. Now, That scripture said when he comes, verse 15, he's coming to execute judgment. He's not coming to heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils. He did that in the first advent. Okay? So, he's not coming for that. This time he's coming back to execute wrath upon an ungodly generation that have rejected God and his word and his son, Jesus Christ. He said he's going to execute judgment upon all. That's what the scripture says. And to convince or convict, that's what that word means, all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed. Listen, ungodly, that means without God. That means against God. All these things that they have done against God. And listen, if you are a Christian, they're doing that against you. If they are anti-God, they are also anti-Christian. So for that reason, the scriptures say the Antichrist is here. He's already here. He's not coming. He's already here. But he can't do what he wants to do, and I believe this by way of knowledge of the scripture. After the rapture of the church, and we are taken out of this world to go back with Jesus and be with him in paradise after the marriage supper of the Lamb, so forth and so on, then the Antichrist is going to show up on the scene, and he's going to hold the whole world captive. He's going to teach ungodly principles. The scripture tells us that. And he's going to cause everyone to receive a mark in his hand or in his forehead, that without that, they can't buy, sell, trade, or do anything. Listen, you're talking about being under bondage. You're talking about an ungodly world. It's going to be a place that is going to be highly unenjoyable. So for that reason, we are encouraging you now to come on over on the Lord's side. Come to Jesus now while you have this chance. We're making this cry on today. From deep down in my heart and in my soul, I would love to see the whole world saved. But guess what? I realize that the whole world is not going to be saved, because this very scripture is letting me know that people are going to disobey God, and they're going to commit ungodly deeds, and they're not going to accept God, his word, or his people. So for that reason, Christ is coming back to execute judgment upon the ungodly. So we are trying to tell you on today, you really need Christ Jesus in your life. He went on further to say, in verse number 16, he said, these are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. This is the way that the world is living on today. The eyes, the I haves, and the I have nots. In other words, the haves and the have nots. Let me put it that way. These people are sticking together, and if you're not in a certain group, you can't get what they get. You can't have what they have. You can't enjoy what they enjoy. This is not so when it comes down to God, because to God, everybody is somebody. I don't know of a person in this world that God doesn't love. He even loves sometimes people what we call the unlovable. It may be hard for you to love them, but it's not hard with God. Nothing. With God, nothing is impossible. But he loves everybody, because everybody has a soul. Even those Al-Qaeda's, the people that war against Christians, the ones that commit jihad and all these things like that, Christ died for them. We must understand that. He died for them also, and he wants them to be saved. So somebody has to share the gospel. Somebody has to be there to tell them about this great God that we serve. Somebody has to let them know that without Christ Jesus, they're going to perish. Now, we realize all of them may not accept that, and that's okay. But our job is still yet to get the word out there. So what we're trying to do is help you to know and understand on today, false teachers are out there. So for that reason, you have to equip yourselves with the truth coming from the word of God. that when you have to confront false teachers and their teachings, you will know and understand the truth, and the truth will make you free, like the scriptures say. In other words, you won't be brought under the bondage of their teaching or of their leadership, because you know the truth of the Word of God. So it's very, very important for you on today to know and understand the truth. He said, these are murmurers. You know, I find some people today that complain, and then he did say that in the next word, they are murmurers and complainers walking after their own lusts. Some people don't realize when they have been blessed. Again, you may not have $1 million in the bank. You may not have a house sitting on a hill. You may not have two Cadillacs sitting in the garage, but you're still blessed. And if you are a person, period, you are somebody in the sight of God, and he loves you. So for that reason, let's get back to the scripture. You have to know and identify false teachings and false leaders when you come across them. And the only way that you're going to do that, you're going to have to know the Word of God. But he said, now this is how you will recognize who they are. They are murmurers, never satisfied with anything. They are complainers. They complain about everything. Walking after their own lusts. Listen, these people have their own agenda. And getting back to what I said, one of the ways, the eight ways to spot false teachers, they take advantage of the spiritually immature. If you have not grown in Christ Jesus, the scriptures say, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Everything connected with him is connected to you if you are a believer. So if you know what this word says, it's going to be impossible for you to be caught up in error. If you do it like God said, do it. And I'll get back to that. I drive that home continuously. Do it the way God says, do it. When you read it in his word, do it. Just do it. It doesn't need any interpretation. God don't need our help. All he needs for us to do is obey him. And there is great blessing in obeying. 904-831-0917. That call gets to the studios right to our microphone so we can entertain your questions or comments. But we're talking about false teachers and false leaders and the teachings that they do. He says, this is what Jude says, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. Again, getting back to the haves and the have-nots. They're looking at people. A lot of times we get caught up with that in the church. I've seen that in many churches I've had the privilege to attend, where people worship the pastor. People worship other people in the church. Listen, other people didn't die for your sins. Other people didn't save you. Christ Jesus did that. So when we start worshiping people more than the Creator, we make them our God. Listen, I don't need a person for my God. I don't need a person, and I'm so glad that Christ Jesus took care of that when he died on the cross and was raised from the dead, because now he sits on the right hand of God making intercession for us, the people, the heirs of salvation. The scripture lets me know. So Hebrews tells us, the book of Hebrews, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace. We don't have to go to the confession box. We don't have to go and confess our sins to the priest and let him make intercession for us. You can come yourself if you are a blood-washed, born-again believer. That makes you a priest now of God. So you can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy, the scriptures say, and find grace to help us in a time of need. Anytime you are in a need, you can call on Jesus. You can call him in the morning. You can call him in the noonday. You can call him in the evening. You can call him in the midnight hour. And if you call on Jesus, I'm a witness that he will answer prayer. So this is why I love the Word of God. I have come to understand many truths through scripture and research of the scripture. And I know and understand who my God is. In my class, T. teaching on cults and world religions, we started out with studying God, God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then we started talking about the church. And then we started talking about doctrine, all these different things that's essential to a Christian. Because the only way that you're going to be able to refute false teaching, or the only way that you're going to be able to defend the faith, you have to know the truth first. You're the one that said you're saved. And I challenge the students with this. You told me you were saved, that you were born again. Then if that's the case, you need to know all about your God. You need to know all about the Father, all about the Son, all about the Holy Ghost, all about the Word of God, all about the church, who the church is, all about the doctrine of God, all about the salvation, so forth and so on, et cetera, et cetera. You need to know all of these things if you're going to defend the faith. It's very important. But Jude is telling us how we can recognize false teachers, and I will still stick to the point that they take advantage of the spiritually immature. He said, listen at what else Jude said. He said, but beloved, verse 17, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. Listen, we want you to understand on today, we love you. I love you so much, and it ain't nothing you can do about it. Amen. But we want you to know that you need to come to Jesus Christ right now while you have the chance, because you may not have this chance anymore. It's very important for the people of God to come together as one if we want to win souls for Christ Jesus, if we want to save our unsaved loved ones, if we want our church to be a part of the ones who are going back with Jesus when he comes. It's very important for us to know and understand all about false teachers and their teachings, that when the time comes around, we will be able to go back with Jesus when he comes. We thank and praise God for all of you that have listened to us on today. Thank you so much for being so patient with me on today. I am trying to do the best I can do, all I can do for the kingdom of God, because I love the Lord on today, and I hope and pray that you love him. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We enjoyed being with you on today. We're looking forward again to meeting you once again next time on the air, as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us.